Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Savakaya Chakshun Nidhitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sabhitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantiham Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Kanakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Rupam Sachivam Sadvaitam Sadvajutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Bhavita Sri Vishakhan Vitam Sra Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pratarine Nirvishesha Shanyavadi Pashcharya Deshatarine Vachakaupadrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devasha Patijanam Bhavadevyo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So it is a great pleasure for me to be here with all of you, and especially with His Holiness Giri Hari Swami Maharaj, who is back in full form, maybe better than ever. I don't know what it was like before, but I can't imagine that it was better than it is now. And my dear friend, His Holiness Rajendra Swami. Yesterday was Maharaj's appearance day. And we were all intoxicated, divine bliss in Maharaj's association and the association of the other devotees. And Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, who is an ocean of knowledge and friendliness and good humor, and so many others who I knew before, and so many more that I'm getting to meet for the first time. And this is all Srila Prabhupada's mercy. He has brought us all together in a way that is so favorable for our not only spiritual development, but well-being in all respects. when devotees get together, they relate on a different platform from ordinary people. They actually think of each other's welfare as spiritual beings, as servants of Krishna. And they help each other to serve Krishna and remember Krishna, which makes our relationships and our experiences together very sublime and sweet. And as Bhagavan Bihari Swami said so beautifully in his keynote address, Srila Prabhupada came as an ambassador with the holy name to give us all the holy name. Actually, he came to give us Krishna. And Krishna is manifest in many ways as the deity, as the scripture, the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. He is also manifest in holy places like Mayapur and Vrindavan. And this morning, I felt like I was in Mayapur. And Krishna is also manifest in the hearts of devotees. But he is most accessible as the holy name. One devotee prayed that, my dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind that as your holy name, you are my constant companion. And therefore we give utmost importance to the chanting of the holy name. Nama Chintami Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name is Krishna himself. Sadhus may or may not be available going to the holy place or even temple may or may not be possible at a particular time worshipping the deity. We need to have the vigraha and the paraphernalia for worship, and even the scriptures, we need to have the book. But the holy name is always available. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that of all the nine processes of devotional service, the chanting of the holy name is the best. And if one chants without committing offenses, one very quickly obtains the treasure of love of Godhead. The holy name is the essence of what Srila Prabhupada came to give us, the association of Krishna and the means of attaining Krishna. And with that purpose, he set sail from India at the advanced age of 69. And that is really amazing. When I just said those words, I paused for a minute and I thought, am I getting it wrong? Is it possible? I'm 64. That means Prabhupada would have been 5 years older than I am now. And he went all alone on a ship to America, not knowing anyone, being a complete stranger in a strange land, and doing all that he did, starting at the age of 69 or 70. It's hard to comprehend. It's inconceivable. So he took all that trouble out of love for Krishna, out of obedience to the order of the spiritual master, and out of compassion for all of us. So we have a great debt of gratitude to him. And paradoxically, the best way that we can liquidate our debt to him is to take full advantage of the gifts that he came to give us, and then to share those gifts with others. In Srila Prabhupada's desire that we should taste the holy name and distribute it, which everyone here to some extent or another is doing. So I was asked to speak about Srila Prabhupada and the holy name. And I will begin this account from before Srila Prabhupada left India. And the theme of the account will be Srila Prabhupada's faith in the holy name. Pado Shraddha. First comes faith. And bhakti is actually the development of faith. The goal of bhakti, which is pure love of Godhead, or prema, is just a further development of Shraddha, or faith and attraction.
And it is.
So, as some of you may know, before coming to America, Srila Prabhupada had been in the Grihastha ashram, and he had been a pharmacist, or in Britain, I guess they would say, a chemist. So one day, he met one of his godbrothers, O.B.L. Kapoor, and who was a professor. So he asked Prabhupada, who was then in Grihastha, you are a chemist, you know so many formulas. Do you know the formula for love of God? And Srila Prabhupada said yes. And Professor Kapoor asked, well, can you tell me what it is? And Srila Prabhupada replied, Trinadati Sunichena Tarati Sunichena Amanya Manadena Kiranasanapati. Srila Prabhupada had that faith. Years later, after Srila Prabhupada had been to America and preached and inspired devotees, and devotees had come back to India and had come to Vrindavan, they met one of Prabhupada's godbrothers named Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji, who Srila Prabhupada said was a very advanced devotee. He relished chanting the holy names palpably, tangibly, like
palpably.
And when you were with him, you could really feel how he was tasting the holy name. So he told a story about Srila Prabhupada's sannyas initiation, which was conducted at the Cage of Nigogya Mutt in Mathura. During the ceremony, there was an interval. And during the interval, Akinchana Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj led a kirtan. And then after the interval, it was time to begin the recitation of mantras. and other rituals. So Babaji Maharaj, he was chanting. So the priest motioned like this, stop chanting. And Prabhupada, he was just a vanaprastha, he was getting sannyas. So he looked around the room very carefully to make sure no one was looking. And then he went like this, keep chanting, keep chanting. And Babaji Maharaj commented to a few devotees later, Prabhupada's disciples, at that moment I knew that he would be the world leader of the Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna movement.
Hare Krishna,
So, yes, Srila Prabhupada had that faith. And he traveled by steamship, came to New York City, and chanted Hare Krishna. Some young men and women came forward and joined him. And they, in turn, went to different places to distribute the holy name. And thus Srila Prabhupada came to fulfill the great prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that the holy name of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would be preached and sung in every town and village of the world. So, one summer I spent the summer in San Francisco. It was during the hippie era. We were hearing all sorts of news about Haight Ashbury. The neighborhood in San Francisco called Haight Ashbury, which was where the hippies congregated. And while I was there, I saw devotees for the first time. I was walking down Haight Street, and there was a very tall person with a shaved head and robes. And I noticed him, but I just noticed him. And then, maybe a week or two later, I saw devotees, a pretty large group of devotees chanting in a park. And there was a big crowd gathered around. And I stopped and I was looking at them. But I was on my way. I thought I had something important to do. I was just walking through the park to get to where I was going. And I paused for a few minutes and then I kept going. But I heard the holy name. Srila Prabhupada said that when we take the holy name into the streets, it knocks on the doors of the people's hearts. And then eventually, I met Srila Prabhupada, accepted him as my spiritual master. And then Srila Prabhupada wanted to return to India and begin the activities there. And he wanted one devotee from each temple to go to India. And so I got to go. So so eventually I went to Madras to begin the activities there. And in Madras, I heard a song being broadcast from the radio. I don't know how it is in other places, but in India, at least then, they would play the radio very loud. Srila Prabhupada said they wanted to advertise that I have a radio. So we were hearing this song, and part of the song was Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So at that time, I was I had been invited to a gentleman's home for lunch, and I kept hearing this song. I thought, let me ask, what do the words mean? He said they mean, with every breath that I take, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. I thought, wow, that sounds nice. And I was thinking, I wish I could be like that, with every breath that I take, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. But as time went on, I learned that that was not the exact translation. I don't know if our host didn't quite get it right or was just being polite. But the actual translation was, with every puff that I take, with every smoke that I take, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now that song was actually the theme song of a movie which was called Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. And you might notice in some of Prabhupada's purports, he talks about cinema songs. They're the most popular kind of music in India. So I was in Calcutta and I had the idea that, so the movie came to Calcutta. It was playing in a very high-class theater in a very good neighborhood in central Calcutta. So I had the idea we should do Hare Ram Sankirtan outside the theater and distribute Back to Godhead magazine and books. It would be a good opportunity. So we went, and people were interested. They took books. And then it was time for the last show to begin. All the old people had come out and all the new people had gone in. So I thought, let me go inside and see what this is. So I sort of snuck into the theater in the back row, and it was very impressive. A big, huge movie theater screen. And as I recall, the first image was the waves of the ocean coming in onto the shore, and the narrator, with a very deep, resonant voice, said, "For years, the spiritual culture of India remained within the shores of India. But then one man," and it flashed a big picture of Srila Prabhupada, "took India's spiritual culture beyond the shores of India." And then it showed a map with an arrow showing the route of Srila Prabhupada left India and came to the west. And then there was a scene of the London Rath Yatra, this huge screen. It was just wonderful. And devotees chanting and dancing. And then it switched to people who were sort of dressed like devotees, smoking hashish and marijuana, and like boys and girls, dancing and making eyes at each other. And then, the real theme of the movie came out, which was that Srila Prabhupada had taken the holy name, and hippies were taking, smoking hashish and marijuana, and dancing and enjoying with each other, and with every puff, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, chanting Hare Krishna. So it was a deliberate attack on the movement. The movie was conveying the message that we're hippies, would take intoxicants and have illicit sex and do all nonsense and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So it was a big blow. It was an extremely popular movie. And it was meant to put doubts in people's minds about us. And Prabhupada said that actually, that actually the government was behind it because they were afraid of our movement and they didn't want it to grow. And later, someone, the producer, I think producer, director, and star of the film was Dave Anand. A person named Dave Anand. So someone came to Prabhupada and suggested we file a court case against him. But Prabhupada didn't want to. Or we just didn't follow up on it. But Prabhupada said something very interesting. Prabhupada said is that in the long run, this song will help us. Because people will forget the Dhammaragam. The Dhammaragam, that's the Hindi for with every smoke that I take. So Prabhupada said people will forget the Dhammaragam. Are you understanding?
The first part of that song was that Father God,
Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And actually, it happened. Yes, after that, I ended up in Bombay, and whenever I would go out, all the street urchins, the children on the street, the beggars, they would gather around us and make a sign like this, like they're smoking the chillum, and say Dhammaradam, Dhammaradam. It was like a plague. Wherever we went, all the kids would gather around and go, Dhammaradam, Dhammaradam. Yeah, and they would, like, if there were friends around in the neighborhood, because a lot of them would be out in the street begging or selling magazines and newspapers. So as soon as one of them would see us, we'd alert the others. They're here. Then they'd all come around, gather around us, Dhammaradam. It was really hellish. But time passed. And after 6 months or a year or a year and a half, it wasn't just Dhammaradam. It was about half and half. Yeah, half Dhammaradam and half Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And then after another year or so, the Dhammaradam completely disappeared. It was just Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So Srila Prabhupada had that faith. He knew the science that the Dhammaradam was just a mundane sound vibration. People would get tired of it. But Hare Krishna, Hare Ram was spiritual. And always fresh. People would not get tired of it. And that was the truth. So, now I'm going to go back in time to when I first joined in Boston to tell another instructive story. At that time, Sasrupa Das was the temple president in Boston, and he had a job as a welfare worker, and his paycheck was the only income in the Boston temple. On occasion, he would ask Srila Prabhupada if he could give up his job, and Srila Prabhupada said no. But more and more devotees were joining, and that paycheck was not enough to pay for all the expenses. And we had no other income. So Sasrupa held a meeting, a mystic Osi, to discuss what to do. And the devotees were very surrendered. They were ready to do anything. So one devotee said, I used to work at, oh yeah, and they quoted the Prabhupada said, if we had to, we could get jobs. So one devotee said, I used to work in the post office before I joined. I could probably get a job at the post office again. And another devotee said, oh, I know the grocer down the street. I could probably get a job in his shop. So like this, devotees were offering to work in different ways. But then one devotee raised his hand, a very humble devotee named Nandi Kishore, and he said that he had read in one of Prabhupada's recent letters that if we just chant Hare Krishna, we just go out on Harinam Sankirtan, all of our problems will be solved spiritually and materially. And Prabhupada said that we could even close the temple if there aren't enough devotees and go out on Harinam. So we thought, all right, well, let's try it. Prabhupada said it, so let's try it. So the first day we went out chanting and whatever, few devotees were in the chanting party, and one or two or three would approach people and ask for donations. So at the end of the day, we came back to the temple and counted up the Lakshmi, and there were $7, which was pretty good back then for us as devotees. So we thought, well, that's all right. Let's do it again. So we went out the next day, chanted, asked for donations, came back and counted up. There were $12. We thought, wow, that's really pretty good. So then we went out again, starting, our enthusiasm was increasing. So we went out again, chanted with full enthusiasm, asked people for donation, and came back and counted up $19. So then we thought, okay, what Prabhupada said is true. If we just chant Hare Krishna, all of our problems will be solved spiritually and materially. So that was Srila Prabhupada's faith. So now, coming back to India, Srila Prabhupada, it's a long story, but he entered into an agreement to buy a beautiful plot of land just near the Juhu Beach in Bombay. And after signing the agreement and making the down payment, Srila Prabhupada left Bombay to travel onwards. And so we accompanied Srila Prabhupada to the airport. There was sort of a VIP room where he was allowed to wait. And so in the VIP lounge, we had a big kirtan. Madhavisa Prabhu was leading, and devotees were jumping up and down, and it was ecstatic. And after the kirtan, Srila Prabhupada said, if you go on having kirtans like this, your project, he said, your project will be a success. So it struck me at the time. I made note of it, and then forgot about it. So it turns out that there were a lot of complications in getting the land, because the owner of the land was actually a cheater. He had entered into another agreement to sell the same land to someone else. And by some trick, he had an excuse to cancel that agreement and keep that man's money. Keep the money and keep the land. And then he did the same thing with Srila Prabhupada. He took a pretty good initial amount, and then he had some excuse and he canceled the agreement and kept the money and the land. Anyway, the owner of the land was a very powerful and influential person. He had been the sheriff of Bombay, and he owned one of three English daily newspapers in Bombay. And he had properties and investments and all sorts of things. And a lot of influential friends in high places. But in the end, Srila Prabhupada was successful. So one evening, Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the roof of one of the buildings that was there on the land. Yeah. In the nice video we saw in the morning, there were some scenes of Prabhupada sitting on that roof. And one devotee named Haridas was fanning him. So at a certain stage, Prabhupada looked at his watch. And he said to Haridas, do you hear the sounds coming from the temple? Haridas strained to listen. He said, no, Srila Prabhupada, I don't hear anything. And Prabhupada said, you don't hear the sound of the devotees chanting Hare Krishna in the temple? Haridas strained to listen. He couldn't hear anything. He said, no, Srila Prabhupada, I don't hear anything. And Prabhupada said, that is exactly the point. Where are all the devotees? Where is the kirtan? So then Srila Prabhupada asked Haridas, do you know why we were successful and Mr. Nair, he had been the owner, was not? Haridas couldn't really answer. Prabhupada said, Mr. Nair was so influential. He had been the sheriff of Bombay. He knew so many people. We didn't know anyone. And he was so resourceful, so wealthy. He had so much money. And we had no money and no regular income. But we were successful and he was not. Why? And then Srila Prabhupada said, because we were working to please Krishna. And he was acting for himself, for his own sense gratification. Yeah. So Prabhupada asked Haridas, where are all the devotees? And Haridas speculated. He said they must have gone to the city to make life numbers and they haven't come back yet. And then that's when Prabhupada raised this question, why were we successful? And then he said, that was not my idea that devotees should go out early in the morning and stay out until late at night trying to collect money. They can go at 9 in the morning, but then they should come back at 5 in the evening, and they should chant and dance in front of the deities. Because we are successful not because of our own strength, but we're successful because we chant to please Krishna, and by Krishna's pleasure and Krishna's mercy, we are successful. And once we were on a morning walk with Srila Prabhupada, we went to Juhu Beach on the way back to the temple, a short walk, about 1 or 2 blocks, as some little children saw us and they chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said, our mission is a success. They are chanting Hare Krishna. That's really all he wanted of us or anyone. Once he was at the back of the property in his room, and he heard the sounds of kirtan. And he said, this is Hare Krishna land. He gave the name to the project, Hare Krishna land. He said, yes, this is Hare Krishna land. The sound of Hare Krishna should always be heard. And some devotees in America had printed posters, well, stamps to put on envelopes. They didn't really have any postage value, but just a little picture, a postage stamp size, little picture of Radha Krishna. And on the bottom it said Hare Krishna. So we weren't sure if it was proper. And I asked Srila Prabhupada. And he said, these two words, Hare Krishna, should be seen everywhere. So now I will I'll tell one last story. This comes in 1977, Srila Prabhupada's last year with us. He was not well at all. He was pretty much confined to bed. Or at most, he would sit up for a while on his asana, reclining back, and then return to bed. So Srila Prabhupada had a very staunch follower in Bombay named Mr. Sethi. He was a householder, the head of a big family, and by profession, he was a building contractor. And from before he met Prabhupada, he was associated with a guru who had a guru in Vrindavan. And they, every Sunday, they would meet and chant Akhanda Harinam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, for 12 hours continuously, from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. And then they would have 2 hours of singing songs about Krishna and Vrindavan. They were all householders. They would have the program at different devotees' householders' homes every Sunday. So Mr. Sethi asked if one Sunday they could have it at the temple instead of at someone's home. And we arranged it. Although Maharaj said we should not have a break and go straight through, I think a little stretching would be good. Do we have any yoga instructors here to lead us through some stretches? Prabhav. Hare Krishna. That yoga reminded me of something else. Do you know that by yoga, the soul can actually leave the body and travel to other planets? Yeah, that's really true. So Srila Prabhupada wrote a book before he even came to America, called Easy Journey to Other Planets, how the yogi can leave his body and travel to any planet in the universe. But only by bhakti yoga can you leave the universe and go to Krishna Loka. So when Srila Prabhupada established the printing press in the Boston temple, when we got a new building, he had us reprint Easy Journey to Other Planets. And Prabhupada guided every detail, well, of the production. And he told us what to put on the cover. And he said, in one portion of the cover should be the spiritual sky with Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. And in the other portion of the cover, there should be the material universe, which is dark, with, you know, a few planets and stars. And then he said there should be a devotee flying through space. with his sika and dhoti chanting on beats, that this is the way to travel from the material world to the spiritual world. And later when someone showed Prabhupada the book when it just came out, he said yes, by the beads. Okay, so now, Mr. Sethi and his group, the Radha Madhav Premi Sankirtan Mandalit, came and did continuous kirtan in our small temple at Juba. And Prabhupada was upstairs in his new quarters in the new building, but the construction wasn't really finished, and the elevator, the lift, was not working. And these devotees really wanted to have some reciprocation from Srila Prabhupada, but they couldn't go up and Prabhupada couldn't come down. So eventually, on their own, spontaneously, they just left the temple room and started chanting underneath Prabhupada's window. In a very enthusiastic, heartfelt way. And then finally, Tamal Krishna Goswami, who was upstairs with Srila Prabhupada, helped him to walk to the balcony. And when Prabhupada came out on the balcony, all the devotees just went wild. And at the end of the evening, the climax, the one lady, she would sing a Vraj song. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. With a really beautiful voice. And later Mr. Sethi told us that when she was singing, tears were trickling down Srila Prabhupada's cheeks from his eyes. So the next day, Srila Prabhupada called me, sent for me to come and meet him. And he said, that kirtan was wonderful. We should invite the whole group to stay on Hare Krishna land, and we will maintain them. We'll give them a place to stay and food to eat. They don't have to do any work, just continuous Hare Krishna kirtan. So within my mind, I was thinking about it. I thought, they have businesses, they have jobs, they have families, their children are going to school. I just didn't know how it would work. I didn't say anything, but I was just thinking. Then Srila Prabhupada said, well, if we can't get them to stay here, then our own men should do it. 12 hours every day, continuous kirtan from morning to night. So we were working very hard to build the Juhu temple. We knew how much Prabhupada wanted to build the temple and guest house and restaurant and put the whole complex. So I said that Srila Prabhupada, we have so much service to do. I don't know how all of our men just chant from all day, from morning to night. Then finally Prabhupada said, all right, then just one day a week on Sunday. By then I was so relieved, I immediately agreed. I said, yes, we can do that. Later, Tamal Krishna Goswami, I explained what had happened to Tamal Krishna Goswami. Tamal Krishna Goswami said that Srila Prabhupada had engaged in transcendental bargaining with me. First, we had to build houses for these 50 householders to come and live on Hare Krishna land and do kirtan from morning to night. Then we had to stop everything and do kirtan from morning to night every day. So I finally said, just one day a week, on Sunday, yeah, we can do that. And that was one of the best things we ever did. And it was very mystical that all the problems got solved. I was the temple president, and it was a big project, and there were always a lot of problems with the government, problems with the construction, problems between the devotees, individual devotees' problems. So, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I would try to deal with the problems. But I knew that when the 12-hour kirtan came around, all the problems would be solved. So the devotees would still come, you know, Thursday, Friday, and I'd say, I wouldn't tell them that I wasn't going to deal with it, I was just going to let the kirtan do it. But I told them, all right, give me some time, let me think about it. And then Sunday, 6 in the morning to 6 at night, just kirtan. And I would look forward to it, not just because all the problems would be solved, but I was relishing it, enjoying it. But it's true that by Sunday night or Monday morning, all the problems were solved. Either the problem went away on its own, or the devotee realized it wasn't a problem after all, or in the kirtan I got some insight how to deal with the problem, or Krishna made some arrangement to deal with it. But every Sunday, without fail, it worked. And it was just what Srila Prabhupada had said. If you just chant Hare Krishna, all your problems will be solved, spiritually and materially. And to Krishna Goswami, in his last visit to Mayapur, we're in Mayapur here, he would have kirtans every evening for 3 hours. And all the big kirtan leaders would come. His Holiness Shivaram Swami, His Holiness Niranjan Swami, His Holiness Bhakti Brinda Govinda Swami. Everyone wanted to join those kirtans. And it was the highlight of the festival. And now those kirtans have become a sort of tradition. And we being here in Mayapur, Philippines, Mayapur, we can also immerse ourselves in that spirit of kirtan. So, if we just have that faith in the holy name, in the instructions about the holy name that Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas have given us, then everything will be sublime. When we went out on Harinam in Boston, when we got a little organized, we printed mantra cards, and the card said, now chant Hare Krishna, or chant this mantra, then the mantra, and your life will be sublime. So at this retreat, we are aiming to give you the association, the knowledge, the techniques that will help you to really immerse yourself in the chanting of the holy names and to experience the wonderful effects that Srila Prabhupada has promised, that the acharyas have spoken about and written about, and that we ourselves have experienced on occasion, but not so consistent. Yeah, we want our relationship with the holy name to become very deep and personal and profound and blissful. So please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You didn't translate. No,
if you translate the mantra, then we get in two mantras instead of one.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You
gonna give me the chance?
No, no.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Hare, Hare.
Hare, Hare.
Hare, Hare.
Hare, Hare.
Hare Rama.
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 Hare Rama. Hare
Rama. Rama,
Rama.
Rama, Rama.
Rama, Rama.
Hare, Hare.
I think we just made a concocted mantra. I think I better do it again straight. Okay, one last time. We have to be careful about making up new mantras.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna.
Hare, Hare.
Hare, Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra ki. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaur Prema Nande.